Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday, following FTX into the abyss and amplifying the effects that the failure of the crypto exchange has unleashed. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
After claiming victory earlier in the year for resolving the railroad union labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. The move could end a long-running dispute between the country's biggest freight railroads and more than 115,000 workers that threatened to strike as soon as next week. What to do with all the leftovers from Thanksgiving? Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has some good advice.
Federal health officials say it's probably time to toss out any Thanksgiving leftovers still sitting in the fridge. The Department of Health and Human Services points to the Monday after Thanksgiving as the last day to safely eat refrigerated food following the holiday.
For the first time in 38 years, volcano Mauna Loa in Hawaii started spewing late Sunday, shooting fountains of magma up to 200 feet in the air. The lava is not posing an imminent threat to downslope communities, but it can affect air travel. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in the regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee, though they also say living in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, or Mississippi, you should remain on high alert. Violence in Mexico has exponentially increased in recent years. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Mexico's homicide rate has tripled since 2006, when an intensification of the government's war on drug cartels triggered a spiral of violence. From 9.6 murders per 100,000 inhabitants to 28 in 2021. The number of people going missing has also increased sharply, from 265 in 2006 to 10,386 15 years later, and now totals 108,000 since records began in 1964. Now at one morgue in southern Mexico alone, thousands of bones of unidentified people encapsulate the crisis of a forensic system overwhelmed by violent crime. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Monday Night Football last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers went into Indianapolis and beat the Colts 24-17. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you now to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. Nikki Gozer is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk with her. She's the executive director for the Crime Prevention Research Center. Nikki, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I wanted to talk about your Real Clear Politics article that you and John co-wrote about protecting criminals' rights coming at an expense of victims. And you know this personally, don't you?
Yes, unfortunately, I do.
Okay, so give a real quick background so you can remind people what it was for you and how we got here.
My husband, Ben, was murdered in front of me by a man who was stalking me 13 years ago. And I've tried to educate people as, you know, best I can about the dangers of gun-free zones. At that time, I had a permitted legal handgun that I normally carried for self-defense. But because we were in a restaurant that was a gun-free zone, I left my gun locked inside of my vehicle. I followed the law. Of course, the man who was stalking me did not have a permit to carry, brought a gun into a gun-free zone illegally. When I asked management to please remove him because I realized I was being stalked, they confronted him and asked him to leave, and at that point, he pulled a .45 and shot my husband 7 times in front of myself and everyone in the middle of a busy restaurant. And we were helpless. We were helpless. I've tried to do that, but I've started to kind of branch out a little bit and try to help educate the public about some of the stuff that happens in our criminal justice system. You know, after you're victimized, so many victims are re-victimized by the system that's supposed to help them.
Right. Yeah, that's so heartbreaking to hear this story, and this is what's happening every day, even all these years later, and with additional experience in realizing that what's out there is not working. Now, you say a gun-free zone, that you were following the law. Was that the law that was established in the city that you were in, or was that something that was done arbitrarily by management of the restaurants?
At that time, in 2009... it was the law in Tennessee that you were not allowed to carry a gun into any restaurant if they sold any alcohol. So, of course, I followed the law. That law has since changed. Now in the state of Tennessee, as long as you've got, you know, you're legally carrying, you can bring a gun in. In Tennessee, it's open carry or concealed carry. I choose to conceal, but as long as you are not drinking, as long as you're not drinking alcohol, if you're the designated driver and you can legally carry a gun, you can carry. They still allow a posting provision. Like if an individual, you know, private business owner wants to put up a no gun sign, they can still do that. And you're supposed to honor that, but it's no longer state law.
It's not mandatory like it was before, which, you know, you would think with all the experience. And, you know, Dr. John Lott and I have spoken endlessly about this situation that in gun-free zones, that's where the criminals love to target because they're the only one. They have the advantage right away. They have guns. You don't, right?
Absolutely. It makes all the good, innocent people helpless to fight back. They don't have a chance.
Right. Exactly. Well, in this article, you write that it took 4 years and 9 months before Nicholas Cruz was finally sentenced for the murder of 17 people in the horrific Parkland massacre. So much of the legal system focuses on fairness to the criminal. But as you mentioned earlier, now you have a re-victimization of the victims.
Right. Yeah, there's real damage that's done to victims and their families as they wait, you know, for trial. And it happens all over this country over and over. They'll set a date and then they'll delay. They'll set a date and then they'll delay. And this, you know, goes on for years. And, you know, that causes a lot of anxiety. You have to, you know, think like you're a victim. What would that do to you? Well, you've got to get yourself mentally prepared. You know you're going to have to face your attacker, you know, in court. And it causes a lot of anxiety and fear, and you have nightmares. You know, it takes a toll on you emotionally and mentally. And I can tell you from personal experience, you're in a funk, you know, right before trial. And then they delay it, and then you've got to go through that all over again as it gets closer to the next trial date. And then they delay again. So these are the things, you know, that happen to victims. And I think we're so focused on the criminal justice system is so focused on criminals' rights. But what about victims' rights? Take, for instance, in Tennessee, in my state, we have a victims' rights bill here in Tennessee. You know, it says you have a right, you know, right to a speedy trial and all that. Mm-hmm. And people think about that in terms of the criminal, but what about the victims? There's no actual formal guidelines. This, you know, I think it's great we have a victim's, you know, rights bill, but there's no teeth to it.
Right.
There's no real guidelines. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah, right. Well, Nikki, what do you think would work better? You know, I mean, having been a victim yourself and understanding, you know, due process, because the courts, you know, this can happen in the courts. I mean, we just came off 2.5 years of COVID. Courts were, you know, just overwhelmed with cases that they didn't get a chance to hear. I know in one area in Florida, for example, they had 20,000, over 20,000 cases that were, you know, part of the backlog. And, you know, you bring up an excellent point for those people, those victims who were associated with those court cases. I mean, going on, you know, for two and a half years, I mean, you're living with this, you know, with this crime on a daily basis, and you just, you want to hurry up and, you know, finish the chapter, close the chapter, and move on with your life. But meanwhile, you know, because of the system and due process, this is painfully, you know, being strung out.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I think that there needs to be victims' rights bills all across the nation, but they need to have teeth. Mm-hmm. You know,
and what would that look like? What would that look like in your opinion?
You know, to do less damage to people who have already been severely damaged, the victims and their loved ones. You know, unless you've got everything you need for trial and you're ready to go. And you know you're ready to go, don't set a trial date and then delay and delay and delay. Don't do that to these people.
Right.
You know, get your stuff together, set a trial date, and then have the trial. Like, stop, you know, playing the mental gymnastics with victims. These people have been through hell.
Exactly. Should there be some sort of penalty, you know, for the attorneys? Because sometimes, you know, this, to your point, you know, just in terms of administrating a case, attorneys can get sloppy and casual and think that it's okay to postpone and elongate this. Do you think that there should be some sort of consequence when an attorney has to make a choice to, you know, ask for more time when he knew that he wasn't going to be ready for court in the first place?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. we've got to incentivize the right behavior, right? If you're considering what's going on with the victims, then that whole process has to be filtered through the heart of the victim that is awaiting the case as well, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Right.
Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Nikki. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Nikki Gosar continues with us. We're talking about her latest column in Politico about how the victims of a crime are are, in a sense, re-victimized because of the process. Nikki is executive director for the Crime Prevention Research Center. Nikki, you bring up a good point here, is that, the courts need to be aware, and for some reason, I mean, you're probably the lone voice that has addressed this issue that I'm aware of. Maybe there's some complaints at individual, courtrooms across the country, but nothing like this has been reported that I'm aware of.
I have gotten to know a lot of victims of crime over the years, and they all feel this way that I feel. But so many of them feel like they don't have a voice, and many of them don't know how to go about making change. And I just happen to be really stubborn and very outspoken and very pissed off.
Right. Understandably.
I have no problem walking up into a state capitol and having meetings with legislators. It's just what I do. I used to work in politics. I used to be a staffer. Those people put their pants on the same way that I do and the same way you do.
Right.
I just decided I've got to not only speak for myself, but I've got to speak for all these other victims out there that need help and they need a voice. And, if there's anything I can tell anybody, it's if you set your mind to something, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And I tell other victims, all you've got to do, the squeaky wheel gets greased.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, this is a state's issue that you're hoping that would matriculate into the federal level. But meanwhile, as we're well aware, things happen quicker at a local level than at a federal level. So change can happen on a concerted level, and you are, in a sense, you're inviting other victims, when they're ready, to come out. I mean, this is tough. You've got to go through that process as you went through, and then on the other side, you're coming out with a sense of vengeance, and I mean that with all due respect, to say, wait a minute, this is unfair, this is unjust, this shouldn't be happening in America, right?
Right. There's also another issue I'd like to speak about, and I talked about this in the opinion piece as well. Violent offenders, all offenders for that matter, are allowed early release good behavior credit. Well, my stalker, my husband's murderer, he's been stalking me from prison. He's been sending twisted love letters for years, and the feds have just charged him. He's going to go, before a federal court, and the max for that one felony charge is 5 additional years, which, hey, I'll take what I can get, right?
Right,
but
exactly.
Tennessee Department of Correction has not revoked his early release good behavior credit, and I've turned over the evidence. I've been on news programs talking about this. They know what he's done. Mm-hmm. And he's still being allowed that early release. Now, I don't know if they're waiting for conviction, maybe. But it's concerning to me that someone can commit a felony behind bars.
Exactly.
And they're rewarding him with early release. And I guarantee you this happens all across the country.
Exactly.
They just blindly give these people early relief when they should not.
Well, Nikki, and the thing is, here he is, he's committed the crime. Yes, he's in jail already, but there's no immediate consequence. So when there's no immediate consequence, then I take it that he hasn't stopped his behavior, has he?
He has stopped for now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no guarantee that he won't start that back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's concerning because, obviously, he's still engaging in stalking behavior. What am I to think when he's released?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Think?
Well, I'd be well protected. As much as you can, I would definitely have my head on a swivel and make sure that it would be very rare that you'd find me going out by myself. I mean, that's almost like what most Americans are experiencing anyway, regardless of being a victim. I mean, the way this country is going and the way crime is climbing, it's we're all potential victims in today's America, aren't we?
Yeah, and You know, Bill, penalties matter.
Mm-hmm.
Penalties absolutely matter. You know, in the piece I talk about, you know, so many of these bad guys, these murderers, they don't want the death penalty. They don't want it. And they'll accept a plea bargain of first-degree premeditated murder so they don't get death. And,
right.
And people don't think that that saves a lot of taxpayer money. If you're just looking at the, you know, the money aspect of it, think about how much money that saves taxpayers. But it's also a deterrent.
Well, yeah, you start.
People don't want to die.
Right. No, you start executing criminals. I'll guarantee you, behavior will reform itself very quickly. When they know that that's what they're faced with. But, you know, this is what's happened in our society. We moved away from the death penalty. And so, you know, how's that working for everybody? Are we more safe or less safe? Not to mention in today's, America, many of these states have these, bail laws and such that, you barely just go into jail and you're out within hours. You don't place any bail. And time and again, we're hearing stories where you have felons that are recommitting while they're waiting for their previous court case. I mean, well, what did they expect? I mean, a criminal does what a criminal is. You can't expect them to somehow, just because they went to jail for a couple of hours, to reform their evil ways. They're going to continue on, and this is what seems to be the case. And no wonder crime is spiking, and no wonder, you know, today's America is not very safe.
Exactly. If there's anything I can tell your listeners, carry a gun, get your training, you know, make sure and get good training and have situational
right.
awareness. And I don't want people to be paranoid, but I do want right. people to be prepared, because you
Without
just don't
a doubt.
Know.
Well, and I'm glad you stressed that about training, because this is what we find with the large percentage of gun owners and those who have concealed carry or open, you know, or exercise their open carry right, is that they take ownership responsibly. If this isn't something casual, they're not going around waving their guns and, you know, trying to play games with it, because you know that once you utilize, and if you have to defend yourself with your weapon, you know, it gets complicated. It's not easy. And I think that's another thing that we need to reform in such a way where we make it easier for somebody who has to defend themselves in a situation and they use their weapon. Then, there needs to be some, I don't know, maybe controlled liability or however way you want to refer to it, but something to where, you know, like right now, if you use your gun to protect yourself, I mean, you're looking about $10,000-$12,000 in attorney's fees right off the bat, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
And you're defending yourself. You're defending yourself with every right that you have, but you've got to get an attorney to represent you in court, and that's the ante for saving your own life or saving your family's life.
Yes, and I have spoken with several people who have had to do that. Been justifiable use of force, and guess what? You got to hire an attorney, and you've got to make sure and protect yourself legally,
right.
because somebody's going to want to throw you in prison when all you were doing was protecting yourself and your loved ones justifiably. So, yeah, you've got to get yourself prepared for that if it ever happens. But I would rather be alive, you know.
Yes.
I'd rather my loved ones be alive. I can afford $12,000 if it means my loved ones are still alive.
Exactly. Well, when protecting criminals' rights comes at the expense of victims, that's her and Dr. John Lott's latest column at Real Clear Politics. Nikki Gosar has been with us. Nikki, thank you so much. Godspeed. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier this year for resolving the railroad union's labor dispute, the fact is he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest has probably forgotten more than the Joe Biden administration would ever know about gun control. Lieutenant Kevin Hellinan, his adventure is packed and insightful. A journey through the evolution of law enforcement, the rise of counterterrorism, and the birth of modern sports security. It's quite the paragraph, right? From his heart scramble NYC upbringing through the NYPD ranks to command of America's first ever joint task force on terrorism alongside the FBI, Kevin Hellinan lived a lot of history. From beat cop to detective, he maneuvered through some of America's most volatile decades and saw from the inside the tenuous gray line between law and order. The job proved to be extremely isolating and was almost, as they would say, always hair trigger. Earlier in his career, he became embroiled in a deadly mob cases, which pulled him under the scrutiny of the feared and historic Knapp Commission on police corruption. In extreme danger and under pressure, he persevered and kept his integrity intact. Today's also an author, among many things, his new book, Over the Wall, From the Dangerous Streets of NYC. Kevin Hellinan joins us now. Kevin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate your service, to our country, to its citizens. You're a blessed man in many ways, and those of us who benefited from your, from your gifts and your talents, we thank you, Kevin. You kept us safe. You fought for law and order and integrity, and the story Over the Wall is your story, right?
Yes, it is. And again, I must say this, that there were some outstanding men and women in law enforcement that gave me the opportunity to serve. They never got the attention that they should have got for all they contributed. So I had a chance in the book to mention so many of them.
That's great. Yeah, because it's always a team. I mean, whether you get a Congressional Medal of Honor inside, and every Medal of Honor that recipient I've spoken with, Kevin, same feeling. It's not about me. It was about us. They wouldn't have gotten the Medal of Honor had it not been for the other people surrounding them. And that's what you're saying, the same thing in terms of your career. It was the people that came alongside that made you better at what you did.
That's exactly right. Gave me a chance to grow and learn, and in many cases model their performance, what they accomplished, and hopefully follow the same path.
Kevin, why did you have to write the book?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, about unfortunate police stories in many different cities, mm-hmm. about retention and recruitment. I wanted to hopefully maybe inspire in a small way some of those who are looking at law enforcement and trying to decide whether that would be a career, because that's what happened with me. I had a pick up a book from a police officer of the 1920s who had an amazing career. Uh-huh. And I said, hey, listen, that sounds pretty good to me. So I gave it a shot, and I'm hoping that some people will think about it and realize it is a tremendous, rewarding career. And just as you said, it's really about service.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, do the new recruits into law enforcement, do they have a fair chance to be successful under this compromised systemic approach to law enforcement that has been invading the process right now?
Well, you know, I think what I always tried to do, believe me, and as you get a chance to read the book, in the 70s and 80s were really chaotic times. So much going on, bombings, bank robberies, drug, the city in clear decline. And I always believed that you got to look yourself in the mirror every morning and decide, you know, who am I? You know, am I a part of the problem, or am I problem solver? Peter Ubrot, the baseball commissioner, yes. used to tell me, Kevin, you're either moving ahead or you're sliding back.
Exactly. Now, that's the law of marketing. There's no treading water, you know, and that's the opportunity. It's also for me. Being a relationship guy and a student of the labor force, you know, I want everybody that enters the labor force to have a fair shot at it, to be successful, to be productive. Because, you know, Kevin, just like for you, you found a career in law enforcement. It was very rewarding for you. With some of these other things that are currently happening right now that grieves me, that, some of our police officers are, you know, maybe in some cases they deserve it, but in other cases they don't. And there's a patina that is kind of put over the, the law enforcement, if I might say, family and police officers, that, police are not necessarily here to serve. There's been this narrative put out by a minority, and even those people in the communities, the minority communities, are shocked. They're going, what do you mean defund police? You know, we love the police. We want more police. But unfortunately, a megaphone has been given to a small minority of people that want to use some extreme examples, made-up stories, hands up, don't shoot, things that have happened, all over the country that really are not, and unfortunately, they're not presented in the spirit of truth and objectivity to where law enforcement and people who they serve would be better off for it. That's my humble opinion.
Well, you're right on target, but I do believe that the police cannot stand still. They have to obviously improve their performance. There has been some mistakes made, and I know that training and recruitment and all this has to be turned in a more positive way. I'll just give you a quick example. Police Commissioner Bratton came into New York and got a job heading up the transit police. And the transit police were looked at as a second-grade department. They used to call the NYPD the realies. And they just felt that, in fact, I remember I had somebody jump in front of a train. I went down, a transit policeman came up and took my shield number and walked away because NYPD was going to handle it. He took over that transit police, And he just turned the whole thing around, that the NYPD guys were jealous of transit and what he had done.
Wow.
Eventually, he came to New York and, again, was a difference maker there, as he was in L.A., the same way.
Exactly.
There are people out there that can be brought into this fight, if you will, to make us better.
Yeah, and hopefully that's the case and the focus, and I think the American people more and more are waking up, you know, to that reality. And, you know, shows like this, conversations like this, Kevin, that is a privilege to have with you, helps that narrative that we can get that story out there. And as you say, you know, there's some good people out there that, you know, law enforcement would be an excellent career for them. It'd be a great match, but we've got to make sure that they've got a fair chance to win, that, you know, things are cleaned up in such a way to where, you know, their hands aren't tied and they're not, you know, they're not made vulnerable by, you know, some of the rules of engagement and other things that have happened, you know, that they didn't have anything to do with. And that's unfortunate. But it like everything, you know, it's a process and we got to get on the other side of it. You know, the thing that's frustrating for me, Kevin, one of the things I wanted to address, we got about a minute and a half left here, is the Democrats, the Biden administration, they seem like the go-to default. I don't know, argument or, you know, when things get dull, they want to talk about, you know, banning assault weapons. It just keeps cycling over and over again. They're absolutely relentless. What is it that we, the people, need to understand? And that if there was anything that the Biden administration and those on the left, Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, former Mayor Bloomberg, should understand about our Second Amendment right? Go ahead.
Well, hey, listen, I certainly believe in the right to own a gun, and that's a sacred right under the Constitution. But I have to tell you, the mass shootings that have gone on in the United States and in our major cities, whether you're in a church, a grocery store, or young children in a school, this just has to come to a stop. We cannot allow this. We're all Americans. We're in this thing together. Let's sit down and let's work it out. Let's figure out just what we need to do. But we can't just throw up our hands and say, well, they know it's the way it is, and let it go with that. It continues. We have to work together. That's
exactly.
So important.
Well, it's a cultural issue. This is a manifestation of a disruption within the force of the culture itself. So it's going to require some serious soul searching on all levels. This is, as you say, it's going to be a comprehensive approach. Kevin Hallinan, thank you for being with us.
Just started $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, what a great song, especially for this first week of Advent, we pause to remember hope and the hope giver. And what gives us hope? You know, and you think about that, and as Danny Gokey says, no matter what you're struggling with, it, sometimes we just haven't seen. I mean, how often has that happened to you where you're so frustrated because it's just not happening, but you can sense it's right there. And then, by God's grace and mercy, your eyes are opened up, and there it is, and you see it. But the differential between, you know, the want and the need and the reality of it is where our faith happens. And this is also a time where you give glory to God, you're thankful to God, and God says that this is, you know, this is what really warms God's heart, is that regardless of, you know, that you're in that situation as tough as it is, but you still have hope and you still have faith in God. That's what pleases God, by the way. Okay. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Dr. Sal Giorgiani is back with us, and it's been a while since we've spoken with him. He's the Senior Science Advisor at Men's Health Network, past Chair Emeritus of the American Public Health Association and former Alumni Association Board Member of Columbia University School of Public Health. Dr. Sal, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me back on, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Well, Dr. Fauci says that we should leave politics out of COVID origins. Why didn't he say that from the start?
Well, I really would be very foolish to speak for Dr. Fauci. I think he has to speak for himself. But I do think that's one thing that listeners need to keep in mind. Public health entities, whether they be city, state, county, federal, they are publicly managed by the administration in charge at the time. Mm-hmm. So they, and this has been something my friends in public health have reminded me on over and over and over again, that these entities are not just scientists, they're not clinicians, they are a bureaucratic arm, a bureaucratic functional arm of the administration in charge. So they are, and the individuals working there, no matter how senior they are, they are beholden to stay in the boundaries that are set up by the administration. So you have to ask the administration. The more important question is asking the administration and holding the administration accountable for how the information was or was not delivered to the American public.
Dr. Sell, in the words of my dad, you're using the wrong tool for the wrong job. I mean, basically, that's what you're saying. It's a round peg in a square hole here. I mean, how do you expect bureaucrats to operate something that is out of their lane just because they have a title, just because the administration? I mean, this is idiotic. And, I mean, there is so much about COVID that we need to assess and apply going forward. This is what I'm thinking of. I'm concerned about all this information, everything that we dealt with COVID, that we're passing this on to the next generation so that when the next pandemic comes out, I mean, either they're smart enough and discerning enough and they've gone beyond this to such a degree to go, you know, those people, that they were a bunch of idiots, you know, and they didn't look at the science truly. They you know, and it seems that everything about our government. Let's go back to what Ronald Reagan says. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Really? You know, it never works out that way, you know? I mean, we laugh about it, but it's very pernicious. And people died because we relied on governors of states to make the right decision, and they took the most vulnerable and put them in areas where, you know, COVID would take them out. In numbers, and this happens, 15,000 people die, and, you know, the people, except for the families that were affected, they just kind of, you know, shrug. You know, really? Are you kidding me? I mean, we're lucky it was only 15,000, you know. You know, the whole insane approach to COVID, I mean, if you go with the numbers, I mean, the numbers are confusing because they say, well, it's over a million people have died. But then the CDC, 8 months ago said, well, it's actually about 3%. So 3% of, of a million people. Now you're talking about, kind of a low, flu casualty rate, right?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. One of the biggest casualties in this whole scenario, not to diminish the tragic losses of lives that did have to be lost, and we're still suffering from that in terms of our young people and who are the victims of 2 years, 2.5 years of social isolation and social trauma. But one of the biggest casualties, Bill, is truth in science in yes. Our scientific institutions. I got to say, I am a consumer of the information that is released by the CDC, FDA, HHS, and what I can do is I can interpret it. I can put 3 and 4 together and come up with 7, sometimes 8, and interpret it and inform people about it so they can make a good decision. But I and many other individual clinicians who have been subjected to the same unreasonable management of information that has come from this COVID scenario are very upset. You know, we feel we have been done wrong because our job is to be learned intermediaries to help individuals make good decisions about their health care. And one of the things that worries me tremendously looking forward is if you want to know what a federalized healthcare system will look like, it'll look a lot like, I believe, what we saw with COVID in the management of COVID. So I think it's a very eye-opening thing. And you're right about the other point, though, that the next pandemic, well, it is flu season, flu 22. It's not a pandemic, thank goodness. It is still a viral condition that we have to watch out for. And so many people are so confused by the data. So many people have lost trust in the information coming out of CDC, not so much the numbers per se, but the interpretation and, if you will, spin put on the numbers, that it's making for some very concerned patients out there, people out there trying to decide should they get flu vaccine, which historically is not exactly been a very troubling notion. But these days, we're finding in 2022, people are really having anxiety attacks about trying to decide, should I get a flu vaccine?
Exactly.
The information out to make that decision is, I guess, the system is tainted.
Well, they had a problem with COVID. I mean, they were told, you know, get the injection and you won't get COVID. Well, you know, and it's okay for them to come back and, but they never came back and said, okay, we were ambitious. It probably wasn't the right thing to say, you know, but scientists can't, for some reason, they can't admit when they're wrong, or, you know, maybe some scientists can, but the government, especially scientists attached to the government, because they get so doctrinal and ideologically fixed that somehow they think they're God. I mean, and to the degree now, what really concerns me, Dr. Sal, is that you've got, like, the state of California now that has a governing board over these doctors who, like, I have a friend out in Imperial Valley. He and his partner treated over, I think it was over 10,000 patients early on with COVID, okay, and they addressed it early. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a respirator. Nobody died of 10,000 patients. Practical experience. This is what's working, okay? And the state of California says, no, you can't do that unless we tell you what to do. They're not even doctors. They're not even clinicians. These are bureaucrats dictating how doctors are supposed to practice. And Dr. Sal, if you violate their dictum, your license is going to be compromised. You're going to get fined and you could lose your license. This is medical tyranny.
Yes, it is unprecedented. Listen, politics has never served science well. Think of Copernicus, Da Vinci. I mean, right. You can go back in history, if you're a history of science or history of medicine, and look at the interface of politics, religion, and science or medical care.
Right.
And the one that usually loses out big time is science. So I think that is one of the things that concerns me. As to not being able to say I was wrong, I learned that a long, long time ago when I had brown, curly hair in the 1970s when I was training, and I was humbled in talking with patients. And I now am very, I'm not very shy about saying, gee, I was wrong, or
right.
The information that I got was deficient. But you're right. Big bureaucracies become very arrogant in their power and their authority. And they have a very difficult time walking it back. And that's one of the problems with when you have a big bureaucracy directing healthcare, revenue, public policy, that it's very hard for them to walk it back and say, gee, folks, we made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact of the matter is everybody knows they made a mistake because there are victims in the wake of their mistake. It's obvious they messed up. But they can't admit it. And meanwhile, we're going to say, okay, we're going to let you continue to drive the bus when you've already proven yourself that you're reckless. I mean, look, I was in the military. You cannot, you cannot damage property without some severe penalty, you know, including court martial, depending on what, how expensive that property was, you know. And a fighter pilot. You know, you screw up, guess what? They're not going to be putting you behind a joystick, you know, another time. They're going to set you aside. Unless you happen to be John McCain and your dad's an admiral, but that's a whole other story. But still, you know, by and large, I mean, it's definitive. But here, you know, we're pretty reckless, you know, considering that we're talking people's lives that are hanging here in the balance. Dr. Sal, as always, you know, God bless you. Thank you for, you know, your fight, you know, for truth and, you know, and being on top of this. I appreciate it. Look forward to having you back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's